three words that bring us the fullness of Christmas. It begins with waiting. Things don't happen then like they do with us now. Now we can click and collect. On Amazon Prime, you can get next day delivery with an email to tell you your hour slot to save you waiting, and a text to tell you that they're just around the corner. We find that waiting causes us stress. Delayed trains and aeroplanes, well, they're a cause of complaint, and the doctor's waiting room is not really the most relaxed of places. But before Jesus was born, there was a lot of waiting. It was usual. In fact, it was a way of life. It was a way of faith. Part of the national story of Israel and their story of belief. The people had been waiting for thousands of years. They knew someone was coming. They knew it because God had sent words to his people. We call them the prophets. They kept the hopes of the people up by telling them that one day someone would come, and that every woman of childbearing age in Israel longed to be the mother of God's chosen man. And tonight we have heard the word of the ancient prophet of the past telling us where it would happen. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, out of you will come for me one who will be the ruler. And then there's the message of the angel telling us who it would come to. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Not just two isolated incidents in a random book. They say in the Bible that there are over 300 prophecies about Jesus that he fulfilled. Some of them regarding his heritage and where he would come from in the line of David. Some regarding the place of his birth and the circumstances of it. And some regarding what he would do and how he would do it. And how he would be welcomed or rejected. And some to do with his death and his burial and his resurrection. And yet, not all of those 300 and something odd prophecies were recognized at the time. Not until after Jesus was raised from the dead, when the early Christians went back through the scriptures and they found them there all along. They just hadn't seen them. But there had always been that expectation that someone would come. But the ancient prophets didn't just look for a person to come. It wasn't just about where they would be born or who they would be born to. The prophets, they told of a whole new world. The kingdom of God this person would bring. A world where there would be justice and righteousness for everybody. Where there would be no sadness or pain or grief. Where people would live securely in their own homes, where people would enjoy the work of their hands and the benefits of their labor, where enemies would become friends and old people would go about without fear and children would play safely in the streets. The person who was coming was bringing the kingdom of God that brings the best of life into the world. So Christmas reminds us of that better world that we long for. It teaches us further that this better world doesn't come by decree or by law or by imposition. It comes through the lives of individual people, by an unmarried woman traveling with her faithful betrothed to a little village in rural Israel. where she gives birth to a little child in the most impoverished of circumstances, who grew up to live out his kingdom on earth and encourage us and empower us to do the same. So the prophecies pointed to this person coming, bringing in the kingdom by their life and their example and the power that they impart to those who follow. And so we hear with joy the birth, with all the reality of the present times. And isn't it good in a carol service where we meet to celebrate the birth of a baby that we have heard such a voice and cry tonight from among us? Mummy! Don't we cry out for the one we came from and the one to whom we're going? Our Creator, who is our lover of our soul. A very prophetic voice from our young man amongst us this evening. The reality of this world, of fear, insecurity, like so many in our day, those dispossessed by war in the Ukraine or in Syria or other parts in Africa, or the persecuted like the Uyghur in China or the Christians in North Korea, or that couple down the road who, despite working, can't pay their bills and have no room in the house. Jesus came to those uncertain circumstances. And in those uncertain circumstances, the birth is affirmed to Joseph. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. What is conceived of her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. And in celebrating the birth, we hear again of joy and fulfillment, like there always is when a new life is anticipated. Babies bring the joy of life. So we're told of the birth fulfilled in Mary, fulfilling not just her desire to be a mother, her calling to bear the child, but to bring into the world one who was to be the fulfillment of every hope and aspiration of the Jewish nation. She gave birth to her firstborn. She laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. What an extraordinary thought that this child who lived out the kingdom of God in the world could find no room for him in this world. His kingdom has room for us all, even though we had no room for him in ours. So the Christmas story, you see, calls us to step into the kingdom of God and live it out despite our disadvantage, despite our rejections, our disappointments, our fears, and our insecurities. The Christmas story calls us to let Jesus be born in our hearts this day, to let the kingdom come in our lives by our living it out day by day. It takes a brave man and a courageous woman to live it, to allow Jesus to be the one who fulfills every good hope, every dream in life, to make him Lord and his kingdom our priority. So then come the witnesses, telling of the future that is different because of what has happened. The angels speaking God's glory and eternal peace between God and mankind. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favours rest. Telling that this better world the prophets had spoken about, the better world that we long for, it had come. It had come but not better because suddenly there was a world of peace and an end to war and starvation. No, better because the life of one small infant child, the kingdom of God, was being lived out on earth. Better because others would follow him in living it out. Better because all those who follow would know the inspiration and the power of God to be that kingdom of God in the world. Telling of who he was, telling what he had done, pointing to the greater coming of his kingdom, making that kingdom visible in their life together. It's the church, God's kingdom representation on earth, witnessing to this truth. The shepherds, they were those witnesses who, having found everything just as they had been told, then spread the word concerning him. And all who heard it were amazed. And then there's those wise men witnessing to the world, showing them their wisdom by bowing down and worshipping. And the Bible tells us they went back a different way. Lives lived differently because they knew God had made peace with humanity. And they had met this God in the child. And this is the testimony of many people in this room who worship at this church, that because they met Jesus, because he has been born in them, because they have seen something of his coming kingdom, life has got better for them. Or if life hasn't got better, they've got better in it. Not better than anyone else in particular, but better than they were, better than they would have been. They speak of the blessing of kingdom life. They're living it out as best they can, day by day, in their workplaces, in their homes, in what they do together in the life of the church. Because the church, God's people, is the thing that is the very life of the community of the people in which the prophecy is still spoken about in these days, where the birth is still celebrated, and where the witness is continuing. It's because Christ Jesus has come, we declare this hope. So prophecy from the past, birth for the present, witness for the future, the whole of time gathered up into one event of the greatest story that could ever be told, meaning for every moment of life. Christmas calls us to live for the better world we long for, to allow the life of Jesus to be born in us and to bear witness to God's kingdom, because Christmas is for always, not just a short time in December. It's a gift from eternity to eternity. The message of Christmas is God's way of saying, I am with you for life. And life is what we see in the birth of Jesus. God in human form, a newborn baby in the manger. The fullness of life summed up in the three words of prophecy, birth, and witness. And if this is a strange story to you, a story you don't really know, you've celebrated it year after year, but you don't know truly the implications of what God in human form means, then on the 17th of January, for one night each week for 3 weeks, we are beginning a little Hope Explored course that gives you the opportunity to consider what it means for God to come into the world as a child and how it improves our hope and makes life better. If you're interested in that, do come and see me. Or you can't see me after the thing, because I've got to rush off to St. Mary's and preach there also. But bear it in mind, the 17th of January it begins. Do contact me to make your place. Thank you.